And what do you call the small fish you use for bait?
Well, we use shiners. Shiners is mostly what they call for live bait, is sure. But we use them little catfish, me and her.
And you cut the little catfish you used, do you cut that up when you?
We got lines and things made. We got the beard on the hook mashed down to where it won't hang any. And when he bites it, we just lift him right out on the dirt and put him right in our bucket. If the hook's still in his mouth, we can slip it right out of his mouth. There ain't no beard to hurt him. Mm-hmm. And we're rigged for him.
You're ready for it.
We're ready for it.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned up in the corners?
Spider webs.
And the part of the tree underneath the ground is called the
root.
And what would you call a tree that has broad leaves which are shed all at one time that has bark that peels with little knobs or balls and with tough wood that's used for chopping blocks?
I should call that a sycamore.
A sycamore. Do you ever call it, or have you ever heard that same tree called something else or some other kind?
Well, no, there's a, I think it's a maple, or not a maple, oh. Got a three-pointed leaf, and got a little ball on it, has a little ball on it, and it's kind of a colored leaf a little bit. They shed mighty quick. It's, I don't know what the name of that tree is, I know too, but I can't think of it. But it's sycamore now, it grew a big leaf, and all the leaves shed off practically at one time, and that bark on them would shed off in pieces that wide, that long, on and just slide down the tree.
Just in a matter of?
Matter of a short bit.
We're still thinking about trees now. Can you tell me what kind of tree George Washington cut down, according to the stories told about him?
What did the fig tree cut down?
Well, it's a fruit. It's a cherry tree.
Cherry tree.
Cherry
tree, right. Cherry tree.
What would you call a bush that grows along the road or by fences that has leaves that turn bright red early, and then small clusters of berries or bobs, and they're used by older people in tanning leather. It's really a large bush.
I don't know.
Have you heard the expression sumac? Does that mean?
I don't
It's probably
know.
Not too common around here.
It must not be.
It probably isn't. What kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them? What kinds of do you have around here?
We got it over here on the river.
The poison ivy
around? Poison ivy, yeah. We got it over there on the river, lots of it. But I know I work a bunch of men and we're working over there on the river. And I went ahead and looked for that stuff. I had to cut down and move before my men got through in there and working. But that stuff will give you a fit.
It'll really tear you up sometimes.
Yeah.
What are the most common berries grown around here? What kinds of berries?
Well, we have a lot of briarberries and lots of huckleberries. Blueberries, mm-hmm. Was it called, blueberries. And that's our wild berries here. And that's about our crop of berries in here, is briarberry and blueberry.
Is there a word or an expression that you'd use to call the flowering bushes that bloom in the late spring? This is really not the kind of country. This is mostly in the mountainous area. Have you heard the term mountain laurel or spoonwood? Have you heard anything?
No, we don't have none of that.
This is
none of that
country
through here. The only wild berries we have here is the huckleberry and the blueberry. Broadberry.
What would you call a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers, usually white? The leaves have a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber in the middle of the blossom.